Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 178. This is the episode for the 21st of November 2009, and I'm your host, Mr. Paul. Joining me this week is also...
Catherine.
But Adam isn't here because this is sort of a funny show and we're not recording it at the normal time because we're not going to be here because we're in London for something or another.
Films.
Yeah, we're going to see something called a film, whatever this is.
Two films.
Okay, two of these are film things.
Which are not related to games, and you don't get to play them.
Oh, but I'm going to be playing my DS during the...
You have a DS.
Yeah, you can be one over there.
Not over there.
Oh, wherever it is then.
Yeah.
Let's start with some letters, because we did receive a letter this week from Mr. Baxter, a.k.a.
Oh, really?
Falclaw.
Ah.
He says, I think Modern Warfare 2 is a great game.
A great game. That's spelled great. But like a greater.
Well, I'm saying it grant because he spelled it wrong.
Great.
Game. I picked up my copy the day of release from GetAim to find out I could have gotten it for £25. I have just beaten the game on veteran difficulty.
Smiley face.
Adam, I was wondering, what's your PS3 ID for online?
I don't know that.
I haven't
got him on my PS3.
He's Ultra Mega Monkey and also Gojin Sunning River.
So maybe it's an amalgamation of two.
Yeah, it's
Ultra Mega
his
Gojin.
His 360 live IDs are Ultra Mega Monkey
and Super Gojin.
And Super Gojin. He kind of uses both.
Really?
Well, yeah, I mean, the last time I had a look, he was last online as Mega Monkey like 3 hours ago, and last online as Super Gojin like 10 hours ago.
Okay.
So, I don't really know what to deal with that is. I don't know what his PS3 ID is. Mine's Dismirnov, because I've only got one friend.
Mine's KittyDog20. What? I'm allowed to say what mine is.
And then
my gamer tag's KittyDog.
No, you're not.
If anyone can spell that from how I say it.
My gamer tag is Dismirnov.
Yep.
You can find out how to spell that by going to the GamerCast website and on the right-hand side, looking where my name is, and then
do
it's got the domain,
Dismirnov.net. Do you have the gamer card still on there?
No.
Ah, okay.
They've been gone for years. Oh. We will bring them back when I can be bored.
And then mine can go on there.
So apparently he's beaten the game on Vetran. He actually spelt it Vetran. Rather than veteran.
Is that the hardest difficulty?
Yeah. Shh. Stop flipping through the Modern Warfare 2 book. Yeah, well, it wasn't very long, single player, was it?
They never are, though, are they?
No. Shall we move along, then?
Yeah, we can do.
Well, I will just thank Falclaw for his amazing letter and how we were able to so wonderfully answer it.
Oh, don't be mean. At least he gave us a letter. Or wrote us a letter.
I'm not... What? How am I being mean?
It sounds like you're being slightly sarcastic.
No, I was just saying, I apologise that we couldn't actually answer his question.
Oh, yeah.
Because we don't know.
Hopefully we'll find out and we can mention it next week.
Hey, maybe Adam's online now. No, of course he's not.
I'm sure he does stuff on Saturdays. Right?
Maybe. In the news this week, obviously, there's been a couple of games come out, a couple of new things here and there. What are you putting faces at?
I'm thinking, I had in my head something else that we could talk about that happened.
Oh?
I can't.
You can't remember, can you?
No.
Oh dear. Right, well, the iPlayer channel has been released on the Wii. This essentially is an application on the Wii which allows you to watch iPlayer. Before, basically, the BBC had set up like a custom page just for the Wii, which would open the actual media player on the Wii to...
It just worked in the browser before.
But yeah, but it wouldn't. It's not just the browser, because you need a thing to play it, because HTML5 isn't standardized yet. No browser supports the video tags from HTML5. Therefore, they were doing a custom solution where the Wii was basically receiving the raw MPEG-4 H.264 or whatever thing the BBC pushes out to do it. So now there's an actual dedicated application which does it a bit nicer.
I think it looks a bit squished. Did you think that about the application?
Yeah, the aspect ratio was...
Not the watching, as in the application itself.
I don't know, I can't remember.
Everything was all squished quite small together.
I don't know.
I think it was quite good.
But the aspect ratio, we were watching some widescreen content,
And Horizon.
The widescreen content was squished.
I didn't think it looked squished.
It was. You had massive black bars top and bottom.
I saw the black bars.
Yeah, that's because it was squished.
But there's no settings anywhere to change those, so... Maybe it's just some problem with the iPlayer and the Wii at the moment. Yeah. And they'll get fixed.
So we were watching widescreen content on a widescreen TV, and it was squashed vertically. So we don't know what the deal with that is.
But it ran really nicely. Took a few seconds to buffer up. And actually had quite a nice picture as well. I'm surprised.
Yes, as it runs up our internet bill. Right, also out this week is, of course, Ascree, as I call it.
Assassin's Creed.
I shortened it to Ascree.
2.
Ascree. It came out yesterday. Is this any good then?
PS3, 360, DS, and PSP, I think, yesterday. I'm not sure if they're all out. PC one's not out yet, though. I don't know. I ordered it, as you know, and I have received it, as you know. And I thought the Black Edition from Play is utter shit. Sorry, Ubisoft, but... The figure doesn't look that great. The soundtrack comes on a bonus DVD with trailers and a wallpaper in a slip.
So have you actually looked at it? It's a soundtrack just like a bunch of like MP3s.
I haven't had a look. We could put it in.
Nah, I can't be bothered to do that.
The box is quite nice though, because the box is off black and has a nice design on it, which is like a really nice bit about it. And it's got magnets.
Magnets equal bonus.
Yeah. Magnets equal cool. But I'm just being quite picky. I shouldn't be really, but I did pay like 70 quid for it.
Did you? Ouch.
Or is it 60?
Ouch, and you haven't even played it yet, have you?
No. Well, I can now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm sure it'll be good. I've heard a lot of good things about it because you can buy stuff in it now.
Wow.
And you have a villa and you can, like, put your paintings in it that you get. Because, of course, you're...
Fantastic.
You're Da Vinci's best bud.
Oh, because, of course, he was, like, loaded, wasn't he? Dead 2 also came out.
Mm-hmm.
This is obviously a fun zombie game. Refer to our episode 176 for why this game is a bit crap.
Left 4 Dead 1.1.
Yes.
You just called it Left 4 Dead 2.
Well, its official name is Left 4 Dead 2.
Okay.
To get good search rankings, I will actually put the proper name of it in.
Okay.
Even though, obviously, it's just really an expansion pack to the first one with new characters and new levels and a couple of new zombie types and some new weapons. Which is a whole of, like, 10 minutes work.
No. It'd take a bit longer to do that.
Can you not argue with me on the show? I'm the host.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you know, it doesn't take, you know, another £40 dropped out just for some new shit like that.
I guess. You can talk while I'm using your...
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Adding to the show notes.
You could have just told me to do that.
Well, I came up with something else now, and I just... No, it's lowercase.
Not on my
blog. It's lowercase.
Names are spelt like that.
Damn it. I had something else in my head as well.
New Super Mario Bros. Was also released.
Yes. I haven't got it.
Oh, no. It's... Yeah, what's this game then? Is this some sort of Mario game?
Yeah, it's got 4-player co-op. And you can play as different Marios and different characters.
Oh, can I play as that Oompa Loompa bloke?
Toad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. I'll get it, hopefully.
What about Princess Reject?
Peach. Yeah. You could probably play as the other one as well. There's Peach and...
Princess Hobo.
Hobo. I can't remember what her name is. Damn it, what was the other show note I had?
You should have.
I forgot!
You should have jotted it down, shouldn't you?
That's really shit. I looked around and I remembered it, and now I can't remember it.
Well, instead of like trying to remember in the middle of the show...
I'm sorry.
Can we get on with the show?
Yeah, I haven't really got much to say about New Super Mario Bros. Because I haven't got it yet.
Okay, well, what about A Boy and His Blob?
Well, I got that a while back. I got it on release. And I finally got to play it. 2 nights ago, was it?
I don't know, something wherever.
Something like that. I played the first 2 levels of it. It's not as detailed as I would have liked because it's all hand-drawn, everything.
Plus it's on the Wii, so that doesn't help.
It's an original Nintendo game anyway.
Yeah, but it doesn't help being on the Wii with its standard definition.
Yeah, that's true. But the controls themselves aren't anything spectacular. It looks really nice. Or I think it looks nice. And it's got all these really nice little bits and bobs around in the level layout. And you can hug your blob.
Yes, you can hug the blob. If you
press up on the D-pad.
That is the most entertaining thing of the whole game. And then he makes a cute
little noise when he hugs him. But it's a nice little game. I really want to play lots more of it because I quite enjoyed the two levels that I played. Paul had his moanings about it, not thinking it was worth £35.
£35 is a bit steep for that sort of game.
I don't think I would have paid £35 for it. But I don't really like paying £35 for any games.
If anything, it should have been a £20 release.
£20? No.
Yes.
They put a lot of work into that game.
Sorry, no. Not compared to a development team of 100 people working for 3 years on a game.
Well, how do you know how many people are on their team or how long they've been making it for?
If they took 100 people in 3 years, they obviously have some issues with how they're managed.
No.
Yes.
It would have had a lot of thought put in it. Anyway, stop moaning about it. You're so mean. It's a nice little game. You can get it for £25 off Play and Game and probably Amazon as well. So I'd recommend picking it up if you have a Wii. It's a nice little game. It doesn't use the motion control at all, which is a bit of a shame. But not all Wii games do anyway. But yeah, I quite enjoy it. I want to play more of it. But then I also want to play New Super Mario Bros. And play more Klonoa and WiiWare games and loads of shit. So yeah. Moving up. Okay. What the hell? I can't remember what that other thing was. Oh, there's been an update on the PSN. PSN? The PS3. Did you know that? It integrates Facebook now. Don't think that's a little... No, it's a... I'd say it's a PS3 update, isn't it? Don't you think that's a little silly? Do you think it's silly?
What?
That they now do that?
What's silly?
They now update it with Facebook stuff.
Yeah, they're more than welcome to.
Okay. Sorry. I haven't updated it yet. I probably should. And apparently also the iPlayer's moved. It's still on the main menu. Except they moved it under TV. Or so I've been told by someone. Yeah. Not much on the PS3 update to say. We're hardly going to have anything to talk about in the show, are we? In a way. I wish I could remember what the hell that was that I wanted to say.
You should have jotted it down on show notes.
I should. Yeah, but I realised it and then you were too busy at the computer, so I couldn't think.
So you realised it and then 2 seconds later you'd already forgotten.
No, I forgot it about 10 minutes later.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Bum. Anyway, next, recently, what day do new releases come out on the 360? Fridays?
New releases come out in the UK on a Friday.
No, on the console. Like
Wednesdays?
On arcade.
Wednesdays? No, whenever they want, really.
No, they'd come off...
Oh, I don't know. Wednesdays, you're Tuesdays...
You're supposed to know.
I don't think it really matters, to be honest.
Fine, well, whatever day it got updated, Dino Dash was released on Xbox Live, which, for anyone who knows of the Dino Dash series, they started off on the PC. And they've also been ported to the DS and the PSP as well. Although the PC version's really the best one. With this, well, firstly, it costs 800 Microsoft points. They've done a few things on it from the looks of it. So they've transitioned the game into 3D. Because whereas before, you'd be pressing an arrow key to go up or down the lines and to the customers and everything. But now you've got to use the analog stick to walk yourself around. So apparently, well, I haven't played it yet. I've got the thing on download. Oh, you turned it off. It was downloading my stuff. Paul. Anyway, sorry.
Sorry, we can't really have the Xbox on while we're doing the show.
Okay, fine, sorry.
Because, like, the fan is right next to the microphone.
Fine, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
Well, don't smack me next time.
Yeah, but you signed out with me as well, didn't you?
No, I left you signed in.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, so yeah, I'll hopefully be giving it a play tonight, so I might mention it again next week. But from what I heard of Tim playing it, he didn't really think it was that good. Which is a shame, because Dying Dash is a really fun, addictive game. Have you played it, Paul?
No.
No, you don't play things like that, do you?
I don't know what it is.
I think it might be a PopCap game.
I still don't know what it is.
But then it might not be PopCap. It's actually, no, it's saying it started on the PC. It started as an online game. And they ported it to PC. But yeah. So that's all on Dino Dash. You can pick it up for 800 points on the Microsoft's... Well, on the
Let's
game store.
Talk about a proper game now. So last week we briefly...
It's not a proper game. The mod.
Forget it.
No, Paul. Oi.
Forget it. Okay, so last week we briefly mentioned Dino D-Day. Which is a mod for Half-Life.
Two,
yeah, obviously. I'm not sure if it requires episode 1 or 2, or if it just requires the original Half-Life. But whatever. So yeah, it's a mod. It's an interesting concept.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's basically, you've got dinosaurs who have been made by Nazis, and now they're Nazi dinosaurs. Yeah. obviously it's free, which is good, because if you had to pay for this game,
well, it's a mod.
I would recommend, yeah, that doesn't stop fucking Left 4 Dead. What can I say about it? The level design in it is shit.
Yeah, you said that, didn't you?
Yeah, oh, Jesus Christ. You've got no idea where you're supposed to be going. There was one bit where I ran around in a circle trying to find out which way to go, and there was like an overturned train, and you could just crawl under the space there, but there was a little fire there. So I thought, well, you're probably not supposed to go that way, but I'll go there anyway, since I can't find anywhere else. So I go through the fire, right? I take a bit of damage from the fire. It doesn't kill me. There's no invisible wall there stopping me doing it. So I go there, and then I fall out the fucking level. And it's like, for fuck's sake.
But it's not finished yet, is it?
I hope not.
As far as I knew, it wasn't finished.
But the rifle in it is really sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why's that?
Because it just is. The noise it makes is nice. The reload noise is nice. And when it fires, it's really nice. The rest of the guns are shit.
It's just really nice and, gun.
And dinosaurs have way too many hit points.
The fucking dinosaurs.
I unloaded 2 clips from my like submachine gun into a fucking triceratops.
Think about trying to kill an elephant.
Yeah, an elephant wouldn't survive 2 clips of a submachine gun pointed directly at its head.
Well, the thing is, an elephant is a mammal. Mammal? Mammal.
A mammal.
And of course, dinosaurs, like reptiles. So yeah. They're going to be harder to kill anyway.
A bullet in the brain will kill a dinosaur.
If you can get to its bloody skull.
I was doing it from behind.
From behind.
Yeah, so it had its girt shieldy dome thing, and I was shooting it there. Like,
well,
so
yeah, but games don't take that into account, do they?
Yeah, but they should, because the Nazis are relatively easy to kill. 1 headshot and 2 body shots with the rifle. Obviously, with the type of rifle they're using, it should be 1 shot, because that rifle would just pulverize their body when the bullet hits.
Hmm.
But yeah.
When is it set? When?
World War II.
It is World War II. I was wondering if it was supposed to be, like, neo-Nazis or... If it was just German Nazis.
Just regular Nazis.
Regular Nazis just with dinosaurs.
Yeah, it's Hitler's last ultimate weapon, dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I've only actually, since I've been playing the game, I've only come across 1 fucking dinosaur, which was that Triceratops.
Oh, I thought you'd come across more.
No. Which is kind of why I'm sort of pissed off, because I spent all this time trying to find my way around this sort of maze of trains in this fucking valley, which doesn't fit Europe whatsoever. This is set in 43, so by then, you know, the Nazis have been pushed out of North Africa, which is where it looks like it's set, because it's all sort of deserty, windblown, deserty stuff. You know, you'd think it was probably set closer to, like, research bases in Germany where they make the fucking dinosaurs. No, of course not. We'll have it set in some random place which is not in Europe.
Who invented the dinosaurs? Does it have a backstory?
If it does, I've not read into it.
Okay.
He has a guy with a gun. He's a paleontologist and he's been sent against the dinosaurs. But the thing is, you come across 1 dinosaur like 50 Nazis, so it's still a shooter. It just has your dinosaur chucked in. So I'm going to try and play it a bit more. And maybe next week I would have found another dinosaur.
A week to find a dinosaur.
Might be able to like review more of it.
That's cool.
Yeah, so just do a search for Dino D-Day and give it a blast if you're bored.
Where did you download it from? Their website, or? Was it on Steam? You don't know. Okay.
It was whatever article you brought up, I probably downloaded it.
Oh, it was on Kotaku. So it was obviously referenced on there.
Yeah. It's, what is it? 440 megs, so it's not humongous.
Humongous.
Ooh. In addition.
Sorry.
Dude.
Okay. Today I did a random thing and bought myself an Elite. As in an Xbox 360 Elite, of course. I'm sure everyone that listens would know that anyway. I did already have a 360, although its power brick is back home, and it's a 20 gig premium, so...
Catherine basically thought, screw it, I'll just get an Elite instead of trying to get the old one sent from home,
and then putting it with a
crappy
drive.
20 gig drive.
I would have preferred the Super Elite's hard drive. But I didn't really want a Super Elite because they don't have any offers on at the moment. And they're a bit shit. And they look horrible. Especially the Call of Duty ones. They look rank. Mm-hmm. So I popped down to Game on our way before shopping.
Don't advertise companies.
No? Why not?
Because they're not paying us.
Well, do you want to cut that bit out?
No, carry on.
Okay. Well, I got it with Forza 3 and Modern Warfare 2. Paul would like to play Forza 3. So I knew he'd
was playing Forza 3.
Well, you were playing
Forza
3.
Kicked me off and made me do Gamercast. Rude.
But yeah, so because I knew he'd like to play that, and I wouldn't mind giving Modern Warfare 2 a go. And I know Charlotte wants to give it a go as well. So yeah, so that's cool. But the main reason, we now have a 360 in our bedroom.
Hey.
Yay. Well, I do want the ability to play games.
More.
Without feeling bad that I'm stealing the TV, even though it is my TV.
And your consoles.
And that's her 360.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean.
I like Charlotte's.
Most of the stuff
I
yours.
Like Charlotte's idea. Get a PS3 Slim, put it next to it. Get a black Wii, put it next to it.
Get a bigger room so that I can have two desks.
Well, one for my consoles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Little let down by the Elite, in a way.
Yeah, why are we let down by it?
Shit.
Why is it shit?
Everything else is alright, I suppose, about it, right? There wasn't.
You haven't actually mentioned what's
wrong. I know. I'm just saying, there wasn't anything else, was there? Is it just that one thing?
Two things. It comes with a SCART cable.
Well, I was about to say that.
And that is it.
Because, of course, they used to come with HDMI cables.
And component cables.
Well, yeah, HDMI and component cables, until they put them down in price, and then they took out the HDMI cable and gave you a component. And now, as they put down the price again, they've taken out the component cable and given you a SCART. Well, a composite AV, is it?
Yeah, with SCART adapter.
Yeah. So that's great.
Yeah, we had to dig out a component cable so we could stick it in the monitor to get, like, decent resolution out of the thing.
But that's so cheap. It's Sony.
Yeah, they've done a Sony.
Yeah.
Well, although Sony's a bit worse because they were charging
400 quid.
Twice as much as this and still only gave you a SCART. Despite the fact they advertised the thing as a BD-ROM player and, like, all this sort of stuff, which is kind of pointless
if you're just using
a SCART lead.
Well, yeah. But it's the same with the PS3, though, because you can't actually get true HD on it, can you? As in, with games. Because none of them are. The max most of them are is, what, 720?
Yeah, but you still need more than SCART for that.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying that they've cheaped out on it all anyway because the development's too hard to do.
So yeah, we're a bit disappointed with that.
Still better than an arcade, though.
That's not difficult.
No. I don't know, the fact that I had no idea that they'd done this to the Elites. And you didn't either, did you?
They have shrunk the power brick a bit, though.
That was cute. It's like a baby power brick. But it's only about a third smaller, maybe, or a quarter. So it's not a humongous difference.
But it was noticeable.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. So yeah. That's it about the Elites, isn't it, really?
Well, yeah, that's actually pretty much it for this show.
No, I want to mention one more thing.
What?
What we've been talking about.
What?
Well, one thing...
We've been talking about lots of things. Which one?
We may mentioned it today, and Charlotte today, agreed, and Tim we've agreed.
Talked about lots of things today.
I know, but what I thought would might be nice is for the show giving away a game.
Oh, that.
Yeah, that.
Do you want me to write this down?
I don't know. You could do. It's like gift, new feature.
Give away fun, happy time.
Fun, happy time. Cool. So yeah, because now. I don't have to mention how I... No.
These games are not stolen. That's all you need to know.
I would never steal a game.
Carry on,
I would never steal a game.
Stop staring at me.
Well, you pulled a face. But yeah, so I thought maybe an incentive for people to give us a listen.
And retweet us.
Is we'll mention from now on, as long as I can get something... for next week.
Yeah, we obviously need to find a game kicking around
that is worthwhile for people to listen
worth
to
the,
as well.
Worth the postage cost.
I've been thinking maybe Dragon Age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dragon Age might be the next giveaway.
Oh, it won't cost too much to post it. Just need a jiffy bag and a couple of stamps. Got a couple of stamps. But yeah, so maybe Dragon Age. And what we'll do is mention on the show something that you have to maybe answer, maybe do a question and you've got to answer it. Can make it really obscure so no one will get it.
Yeah.
One person.
What was the first episode we had with Catherine on?
No, I don't mean GamerCast related. It could be game related.
No, that'll force them to download all the back episodes.
You could, like... they could probably read the show notes, couldn't they? Might it have me on the show notes? I don't know.
Possibly, but it'll still get something more traffic, okay.
So, yeah, and what you have to do is listen to the whole show... Because
okay, I know what we could
do. We won't write in the show notes whereabouts we mentioned the feature. What were you going to say?
I know what we can do.
What's that?
What was the first episode we did where we had the Hellfire music?
You could... The only thing is, though, with that, you could just download them, listen to the start. Stop.
Yeah, that's cool. They don't need to download the whole thing.
Stop. Okay.
They don't want to listen to the whole thing.
So yeah, so we'll do it randomly in the show and give maybe a question of some sort. And what you have to do is... What? Just send me a direct message on... Actually...
Send GamerCast a direct message, surely.
Actually, no. What we could say is you have to send GamerCast a direct message and retweet it. If you don't retweet it...
And retweet
You
the...
don't get a chance to win it. So you've got two criteria to fulfill. Does that sound alright?
They need to retweet with a link to the show.
Well, yeah. So they retweet the episode that has been tweeted about, and then send a direct message to GamerCast as well with an answer to the question. But no telling people what the question is, or where to find it in the show, because you've got to listen. Yeah. But it'd be quite cool if we get this right.
It'd be quite cool if somebody actually bothers.
Well, yeah, it'd be nice. If not, we can have a copy of Dragon Age for ourselves.
Yeah, so either way, we win. Yeah.
So,
except we have to buy the copy of Dragon Age.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
No, we can afford it. We can take it out of the show's Adam owe us money fund. We're just Adam, you owe us another £40.
So yeah, so we'll do that hopefully next week if I can get it. Yeah. So if we do that next week, and then I'll retweet it myself on Twitter as well, and then GamerCast will mention it too.
I'll retweet it,
and Paul
special.
Will retweet it, and anyone else that sees it will do it, and hopefully enter the competition and listen to the show, and then you get a free copy of a game.
Yeah, and then maybe we'll do this like every few weeks or something.
I mean, because yeah,
because I don't think we can afford to do it every week.
No, that's true. Every couple of weeks maybe. Because I mean, the thing is, if the show's only about 40 minutes long.
Yeah, because me and Catherine both agree the show should be shorter.
Yeah.
Adam blabbers on too much, and I have no issue with saying that, because I know he never, ever listens to the episode.
Because, like, I mean, if it's only 40 minutes long, it takes you 40 minutes to just listen to the show, and you can get a free game out of it. Even if you've got the game already, I suppose you could sell it, give it to a friend for Christmas, or trade.
Just tell us not to...
No, not trade it in.
Just give it back to us.
Or just, you know, ask for a different game instead that I could maybe get my hands on, but no, that'd be too expensive. But yeah, so hopefully we'll be able to do this and it'll work well and someone can get a free game out of it and we'll maybe get a few more listens. So yeah. Do you want to show feedback stuff? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you can leave feedback at on
the blog at gamercast.net.
Like Paul said. Or you can send us email.
Feedback@gamercast.net.
And you can also follow us on Twitter.
Twitter! facebook.com/gamercat.
Yep, that's right. And that's all the ways to follow us. Yeah.
Well, you can also subscribe, to us on iTunes. The link is on the website. You can subscribe to us with any other podcatching software, the Zune or whatever you use, or just a regular RSS feed thing built into Windows by going to the website and clicking on RSS feed.
Yes. Or any other browsers as well. You don't have to do it with the Windows one.
I was just saying that as an example. So if you want me to list all 5,000,
please don't list them all.
Feed Demon.
Please don't.
Firefox.
Please don't list.
Not Chrome, because Chrome doesn't do fuck all.
Please don't list them all. But yes, so that's it for the show this week, and hopefully we'll see you next week.
We'll be back next week with Adam. No, we won't, because we're not going to be here.
Well,
again.
Next week we're going to see another film as well. Oh, but not as late.
Maybe not.
We should be back next week with a game to give away.
Okay, maybe not.
Hopefully. You just keep saying maybe, won't you? Anyway, so that's it. And hopefully we'll see you next week.
Maybe. This is not a guarantee.
Bye-bye.